We're doing Gemara Brachas, we're up to Chav Bet Amud Aleph, and we left off with that very, very important ruling that we said there were three elders that were Noig-like. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, we're about 12, 13 lines into the wide lines. The first word on line is Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Now, Gal Makanet Latzabe, everyone has accepted the custom which needs halachic interpretation. What does it mean, Nahu Galma? The rabbi said it or the people said it? So the minig is like these three elders, and you'll see we're dealing with big mitzvos here. So the question is, how do the people come off deciding the halacha? So that deserves clarification. Like Rabbi Eli, when it comes to the shearing of the wool, the first shearing that should go to the Kohen. Rabbi Eli Bereshit Hagez Detanya. The Braisa tells us, Rabbi Eli says, Rabbi Eli Omer, Reshit Hagez Nonoigel Abaretz. You don't have to take off Reshit Hagez and Chutzarts. So that's where everyone took on the custom that they go like Rabbi Eli, they don't give the first shearings to a coin. Rabbi Yoshaya Bekilaim, Dichtiv, Lotizaka Omecha Kilaim. The verse says, don't plant crossbreeds in your vineyard. And Rabbi Yoshaya Omer, Lolam Nochayavat, Chizrach, Itausurav Chatzan Mapolet Yad. The biblical prohibition is that you have a vineyard and you mix the seeds of wheat, barley, and grape seed, and you plant all three together. That's called kilayim. That's kilei akerem. That's biblical kilei akerem. Rabbi Yehuda ben Petera b'divrei Torah, detani Rabbi Yehuda ben Petera omer, en divrei Torah mekablin tuma. The opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Petera is what we saw earlier in the page, that even a person that's defiled may learn Torah, even though he's Tamei Keri. So that's the custom that we go with that. You don't need Tevila in order to learn Torah, that Ezra's Takana is no longer active. Kiata Ziri Amar Batlua Letviluta. When Ziri came from Israel to Babylon, he said they annulled the immersion of Balei Keri. Balei Keri do not have to go to Mikvah in order to learn Torah or Davin. V'amrila Batlua Letviluta. Some quote that he said they annulled washing hands. So if they annulled immersion, so that's what we said, that's Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira. So then what does it mean? We know you still have to wash your hands, so what does it mean they annulled hand washing? It means like Rav Chista taught, Rav Chista would curse anyone who would go searching for water at the expense of davening. Meaning, initially, people thought it's so important to do Netilas Yadayim, even if you'll end up missing davening for that. Rav Chista said, no way. You guys stick around and daven. If you have water within a reachable distance, and then wash your hands before davening. If not, cleanse your hands and don't go searching for water. So that's what it means, they annulled the hand washing. It doesn't mean annulled it completely. It means they annulled what people would invest such great strengths, even at the expense of davening or tefillah b'tzibur, they would go and wash their hands. That they taught them not to do. They told them, just clean your hands, that's enough.
Does that mean that if the tzibur is about to daven, and you would miss it if you went to go get water, you should daven?
So that's a discussion here in the Rishonim. How far do we go with annulment of the hand washing? But technically, yes. Technically, lechatchila we say you wash your hands with a vessel before every Shmona Esrei. Shachris, so that's a discussion. Is that when you make the bracha? Or when you get up, you make the bracha, whatever. Mincha Mayriv, according to the Rosh, you make a bracha. We don't rule like the Rosh. We rule that even though it's a takana drabana and that you should wash your hands, and when you wash your hands with a vessel, you should have in mind I'm fulfilling a rabbinic institution of washing my hands, but it's not, it doesn't have that great weight, not at the expense of tefillah b'tzibur. If you're going to miss the minyan, then just wipe your hands clean. That's also good. And we saw that. That was the Gemara on Tesvav Amid Aleph. And if you want, you can see the Tosfos over there.
What if you're going to miss the minyan anyways?